Hi, friend. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance your brain is already doing a lot of thinking, planning, overthinking, maybe even stressing out before the day really gets going. That's exactly why I created the Takeout Therapy app. It gives you the simple, therapist-guided tools that you can use in real time, so when your mind starts to spiral, you already kind of know what to do. If you want a calmer way to move through your day, the link is in the show notes, and you can always find my resources at takeouttherapy.com. In this episode, you'll discover why exhaustion is not about how much you sleep. It's about how much you carry. And I'll teach you what actually helps you feel human again. Welcome to Takeout Therapy, the podcast for empathic high achievers who are done with overworking, overthinking, and overwhelm. I'm Rebecca Hunter, an anxiety expert and a therapist helping busy, big-hearted people like you learn practical skills to quiet your racing mind, overcome self-doubt, and actually be present in your life. If that sounds good to you, you're in the right place. Visit me at takeouttherapy.com any old time. Thanks for listening. Let's get to work. Well, hello there. I'm so glad you decided to stop in today, because in this episode, I'm going to teach you why feeling tired all the time is not your personal failure. How overextending yourself emotionally actually drains you the fastest. And of course, I'll give you one simple way to start restoring yourself and your sanity this week. So I've got great news. This is the first of four podcast episodes on the subject of burnout, which, let's just clarify what I mean by burnout. Burnout is that place where you're so worn down that the life you worked hard to build barely registers. You can't see the small good things because everything starts to feel like too much, and most days you're racing around taking care of everyone else with almost nothing left for yourself. So this month, we're going to talk about this. And the first place I want to stop is to talk about exhaustion. Because when people come into my office and they start working with me, a lot of times they talk about how flipping tired they are. But the real problem isn't that they're not getting any sleep. That's only a symptom of the emotional load that people are carrying. So in this episode, I really want to give you clarity about what the heck leads to total and complete burnout so you can avoid it, right? And help you find your way forward if you find yourself already on the trajectory of feeling like, I am done with this, all of it. No matter if you're feeling that in your relationships or at work, maybe you're raising kids, or maybe you're just trying to keep everything moving forward. Today, I want to talk about what being overextended actually means and some things you can do about it. Have you ever heard the expression, the invisible load? Yeah. This is all the stuff that we carry around with us that we don't really talk to anybody about. It's logistical crap, maybe stuff from the past, ideas we have about our roles in our life. The invisible load is complicated and, yeah, invisible, right? It's not just the work that you do in your life, the actions. It's everything behind the actions. It's everything before action takes place. It's things like taking responsibility for the vibe in your house, which a lot of the time includes managing other people's feelings. It's keeping things rolling, right? Keep the birthday celebration intact, keep the holiday rolling, or whatever season we're in. You keep it rolling. And there's a huge load to doing that. There's like anticipating someone else's needs before they even know they need that. And part of the invisible load, I think, that we don't really talk about is just trying to be the steady person for everybody else, because they seem like they're losing it, right? This invisible load situation, it creates a particular kind of exhaustion, the kind that sleeping at night will not touch. This exhaustion, it becomes your personality. You know what I mean? When you get to this point in life where you're carrying this giant emotional load, you wake up tired, you still feel tired after taking a nap. Maybe you keep taking breaks and trying to nurture yourself, but then your mind like jumps in, right? And it really gets going, which interrupts your ability to be present at all in life. And then forget about emotional regulation, knowing how you feel and being able to act accordingly. There become these big emotional swings. This is what it feels like when we're on the brink of burnout. And I know people talk about this a lot in our work together, that we turn on ourselves. And maybe you do this too. Maybe you think something's wrong with you because you can't handle life, because you can't hold it all together. The exhaustion literally makes you feel guilty. And I think there's a concern that you won't be able to keep going. And so today, I just want to reassure you a little bit that it's fairly simple to back up the truck from this emotional load, to feel like yourself again, to feel lighter, to feel less responsible for everybody else, you know, just to feel like, I always say, in your feet, but to just feel steady, like I am running my own life. Yeah, just to have like some part of the day that feels like it's yours. Because it is. I think it's really apropos to talk about burnout in the holiday season. Because I don't care how much you participate or do not participate in the holiday season, but there's a lot going on. There's a frenzy among us, right? And maybe you're part of the frenzy and maybe you're not. But we can't ignore that the season kind of puts a little bit of pressure on everything. The thing is, it's not about a to-do list. It's not about the season. It's not about this week or whatever you try to tell yourself. Believe me, I've been there. I know all the excuses and all the justification. But here's the thing. Rest only works, and resetting your nervous system only works, and rethinking the way you're living your life only works when you decrease the emotional load that you're carrying. So this week, I want to offer you some ideas about how you can do that. The first place to start is just identifying one place in your life where you're emotionally overextending. Look for red flags of like you're working harder on behalf of someone else in your life than they're working on their own behalf. And just see if you can reduce your involvement in whatever you find by about 10%. Just don't answer the phone one time or say, no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Not a full stop boundary. Just make some little shifts. So some examples would be like, we got gatherings coming up. It's really easy to overperform in these gatherings, you know, covering all the bases, making sure everything is just so. Playing a little game where you don't solve all the things at the next gathering could be good for you. Letting someone else carry a task that wouldn't normally be doing much of anything at all at some of these gatherings, right? Another example would be not staying emotionally tuned in to everyone else's responses to things. That's a really hard one. If you're an empathic person like I am, we pick up signals of other people's emotional states pretty easily, actually. But do we need to? And must we engage with that all the time? Turning that off a little bit or ignoring it sometimes is really, really appropriate. And something else to consider is engaging as you choose in any conversations that you have, meaning you get to leave whenever you feel like it, right? If you see a conversation heading in a direction that's going to put you and your emotional load at risk, just leave the conversation. a minute earlier than usual. My ideas for you are small shifts in the moments of your life where you can totally see that you have the potential here to overextend and do too much. It's not hard to do, is it? And I think one of the hardest skills is catching ourselves in the moment before we do it. That's the real trick. It's not about checking out or not being helpful. It's just about like reclaiming your own agency a little bit. When people start to reduce their emotional in the various ways that they do it, the fog, the exhaustion, and the burnout, they start to lift. When you're not so bogged down by all this invisible labor and this emotional load, you're able to be present, actually. You're able to be in the tiny moments of your life, and it's quite enjoyable, my friend. Your energy will absolutely return when you nurture yourself in that direction. So hopefully today I've given you some ideas about how to do that. But let me tell you, if you want any help identifying where you're overextending and you want to create a clearer plan to just get reset a little bit, just book a session with me. You can book on my website. You don't need to have a consultation call. That's an option if you want it. You can book anytime at takeouttherapy.com. I work with people on a single session mental health coaching basis. It's really fun to just come in, have a session, get some change going, and off you go again. If you related to this episode, you're probably not tired. You're not exhausted. You're carrying too much. You've overextended your capacity, my friend, and reducing your emotional load will give you back your energy faster than sleeping for 3 days will. So take a few small steps this week to feel more like you're living in your own life, that self-created space that you worked so hard to find. I hope this was helpful. Thanks so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you being here and doing your personal growth work. Here's what I need from you. I need you to follow the podcast. And if you like the content here, would you do a quick review? That's how more people can find this podcast and this kind of help. It's kind of how the podcast world works. As my gift to you in exchange, take my free class on overthinking. It's available again on my website. You can grab it at takeouttherapy.com. And remember, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to stay in the loop. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend.
If something in this episode hit home for you, that's your starting point. Because insight is really helpful. But real change comes from what you do next. The Takeout Therapy app is where you can take what you're learning here and actually practice it in your real life. Short tools, simple steps, support you can come back to every single day. You want me in your pocket? If you're ready to feel more steady and less overwhelmed, click the link in the show notes. One click and you're in. I'll see you inside.